Page 31. There are two factors on which a change depends. Please mark these two factors. A change depends upon the nature and intensity of interaction. Now, to explain this, we will take two tumblers, fill them about half with water. Add 1 teaspoonful of sugar in each tumbler. We keep one tumbler undisturbed and the other one, we stir it with a spoon. We will observe that sugar dissolves rapidly in the glass tumbler in which stirring was done. This means that the nature of change depends upon the kind and the extent of interaction. So, more the interaction, faster will be the change. Changes involve energy. In any kind of change, there is some involvement of energy. Energy is either taken in or given out. Endothermic changes. The change during which the heat is absorbed are called endothermic changes. If you put a small amount of glucose on your tongue, it dissolves and your tongue feels cool. This is because the glucose takes away heat from the surface of the tongue while it melts and dissolves, and as a result, we feel the cooling effect of the tongue. Exothermic changes. The changes during which heat energy is evolved are known as exothermic reactions. Now here underline the word evolved and just beside it write given out. The changes during which heat is given out are known as exothermic changes. Cooking of food, slaking of lime, these are exothermic changes. Now activity 2 explains the slaking of lime. We take small pieces of quicklime and put them in a beaker containing water. What is quicklime? It's calcium oxide. What do we do with it? We put it in water and we try to observe what happens. We see that the water becomes very hot. It forms a milky white solution. And why does it become hot? This is because the reaction between quicklime and water gives out a lot of heat. So this is also a exothermic reaction. Evaporation. The process in which a liquid changes into vapor is known as evaporation. When heat is supplied to a liquid, the molecules start vibrating and the particles in the liquid move in all directions. With the increase in this movement, the kinetic energy increases and this reduces the force of attraction between the molecules. So what happens to the molecules then? The molecules start leaving the surface and change into the vapor state. So as you increase the temperature, evaporation increases. On page 32, please mark the 2 points given on evaporation. Evaporation is a surface phenomenon. It means that evaporation takes place only from the surface of the existing liquid. Second point, evaporation takes place at all temperatures. Here we will just note down about boiling. Boiling takes place only at the boiling point of a liquid, and the boiling takes place throughout the liquid. So these 2 points are the differences between evaporation and boiling. If you are asked to differentiate between these two, you will write it like this.